This episode of the Brilliant Creative Podcast is brought to you by my upcoming course, Money Love Bootcamp. Money Love Bootcamp is a three-month course that helps you examine your current relationship with money, create a vision of the money life you want to have instead, and uses a powerful, tried and true money coaching curriculum to help you get there. You'll learn about your money personality, how to leverage your strengths and mitigate your weaknesses. You'll get clearer on how much to charge for your services. You'll identify specific limiting beliefs and use coaching exercises to release them. You'll start thinking better about money, and you'll start to see how you and money could become good friends. If you're interested in hearing more about this powerful course, sign up at angestocky.com/moneylist. I'm Ange Stocky, a former flower shop and boutique owner turned creative business coach. With over 23 years of entrepreneurial experience, I've tried all kinds of things. Some worked well, some didn't. Whether you're just opening your first business or maybe your third, or you're somewhere in between, I've got you covered. From opening businesses to branding and niching to rebranding to marketing to managing a team of employees, all while having three babies, to successfully selling a business and then to starting the next one. I'll help you combine the practical day-to-day how-tos of business with empowering entrepreneurial mindsets to create a business and life that feels good to you. I'll help you start thinking like a successful entrepreneur so you can be a successful entrepreneur. If you want to get focused, get organized, be efficient, and stay on track, and brilliantly leverage that creative mind of yours, join me. If you're ready to feel confident in your business decisions, while also feeling more freedom and grace and ease around your business, this is the place for you. I created the Brilliant Creative for business owners who need a place to connect, who need a place to think big and see momentum in their creative business. And I did it because I love creatives. I am one, and I love all things creative. From makers to painters to photographers to interior designers to florists and bakers and course creators. I'm here to help you make more, work less, and feel good about it. And the coach in me wants to teach you how to navigate all those blocks that are often in your way. Want to make sure you never have to go back to that 9-to-5? You got to start thinking differently. So join me each week as we help you get clear, get a plan, and get moving, so you can live the life that you've always dreamed of. At The Brilliant Creative, you get to love your work. Let's begin. Hey there, welcome to this little bonus episode, episode 36.5. I added this episode so I could tell you about one of my summer coaching promotions that's available to you this summer. It's one-on-one private coaching with me. By now, you might have heard about our summer coaching series. If you haven't, though, it's a limited edition set of coaching sessions with me meant for the person who wants to get really focused before fall begins. Clients meet once in July, once in August, and once in September with a specific desired result that's been predetermined. My question to you is, how good would it feel to get one big thing figured out before fall starts? What's so great about the summer series? Well, it's a low commitment. It's focused. It's kind of set up in this container so you can really get your mind around it. And it gets you set up for fall, which really gets you set up for this next year coming up. And honestly, it is a great time for coaching. Most everybody's coming out of this just tough time. I mean, we're still coming out of a tough time. One thing I've found in these last years is that everything has been put on hold in one way or another, or many things have been put on hold in one way or another. For instance, if you were going to start a business or buy a business, or even just get going on a little side hustle or side job, you likely tabled that idea. If you were just about to set some money goals, you might have decided to just keep things as is. Didn't seem like a good time to make money goals. You might have been dissuaded to think big or think differently about your money and what was possible for you. You know, maybe you were planning to figure out how to really balance your home life and your work life. And honestly, that probably flew right out the window. Maybe you were thinking it might be time to take hold of your mental, physical, or emotional health. You might have set that aside too. Maybe if you have a business, you are getting ready to rebrand your business, or maybe you're just getting going on branding your business for the first time, and that got set aside. Maybe you are thinking about hyper-niching your business, but you got nervous about getting so serious and so specific that you decided, well, maybe I won't take this next step right now. Or you could have been a person who's kind of ready to start some sort of exercise or movement or physical activity program or routine. That might have gotten put on the shelf too. For a lot of people, though, that actually came to the forefront. You might have been getting started thinking about your vision for the future. And maybe you wanted to set some 1, 5, or 10-year goals because you heard that that kind of vision casting is really powerful and helpful in getting you where you want to go. You likely put that on pause too. You know what else got put on hold was relationships. For example, maybe you were planning to create some new business connections. Maybe you wanted to meet some new colleagues or people that really inspired you, people that you wanted to be like. Or perhaps you just started making friends with like a new soccer mom or a new neighbor or a friend at church or at the yoga studio. It's likely that these new connections and intentions around making these new connections got put on hold. I think that was one of the most damaging parts of this last year. Less friends, less people, less talking, less smiling, less connection, less looking at each other with bright eyes, less saying hello, less greeting, less hugging, less good energy being shared between friends, family, or acquaintances, less conversations, less opportunity to create connection. If you 3 years ago were getting ready to do that big thing, to get out of your comfort zone, which I will refer to as the couch in the cave. I'm going to tell you about that in a second, the couch in the cave. If you 3 years ago were getting ready to do that big thing, to get out of your comfort zone and try something new, it's likely that the events of the past 2 and 3 years convinced you not to step out and try that new thing, but instead retreat, go back, stay down, stay safe. Nobody blames you. I don't blame you. I sure don't. The natural thing for us to do when we are stressed and pressed down upon and in a way attacked is to retreat and defend and protect. I often picture a cave with a couch in it when I think about how our body, heart, and mind react to stress and fear. It's cozy in the cave and everything feels nice in there. The couch is comfy. There's a fire. Your friends and family are in the cave. It's safe. No lions or tigers, no tornadoes. No hurricanes. You feel protected. Lots of us have been in our caves for the last 2, almost 3 years. We wanted to feel safe and protected. We stayed on the couch. We stayed in the cave. We didn't take chances. We didn't try new things. Many times we came to the edge of the cave opening and looked out. Is it safe? Is it time to do that thing I thought I wanted to do? Even before COVID, it felt pretty uncomfortable to try your new thing, right? It wasn't necessarily comfortable even before COVID, but put the last 3 years on top of it. You've got a recipe for staying still, being stuck, living life inside the cave. Pretty safe in there, but not living to your full potential, not living the life you might feel called to, not being the person you know you could be, not living your fullest and brightest life. Friends, I'd like to gently suggest that in some areas of the country, in lots of areas of the country, we are now off hold. You're now off hold. Now, I know that some of you are still on hold with this whole COVID thing. I was talking to a new mom in a metro area the other day, and she says in her part of the world, things still feel COVID-y. In my part of the world, things have not felt COVID-y for a long time. But if I had a brand new baby or a toddler and I was dealing with daycare or people coming into my home to take care of my kids, if I was in a big metro area, I feel like maybe I'd feel different. So wherever you are in your part of the country, whatever is happening for you now, we are moving in the right direction in terms of COVID. At least today we are. I'd like to gently suggest that today we are. And I know even if COVID is over or overish for you, you still might not be feeling ready. Honestly, most of us are still reacting to what just happened, mentally, emotionally, physically. We all have some healing to do. I mean, honestly, I'm thinking about 98% of us have some serious healing to do. I've already done so much healing, and I even still have some healing to do. So I understand if you feel like you are not ready to jump into anything, to rock the boat, to try something new. I get it. But maybe some of you are. And it's just that when I say we are not off hold, I mean, if you haven't come out to the door of the cave to take a look out at the world and all the opportunities beyond the cave, I'd like to suggest that you could. Maybe you could just come out and take a peek. And because you've been in your cave for a while and it's not easy to get off that cave couch and peek out, I'm here ready to help. I'm offering this summer series coaching to help you decide what's next for you, to help you get focused and moving forward on whatever it is you want for your business or your life. And some of you are saying, Ange, I do not even know what I want anymore. I've been so busy reacting to all the things that I can't even remember what it's like to be proactive. If that's you, let's go. Let me tell you about this summer series. I want to give you some details in case you're kind of wondering, what does this even look like? Most people don't know about coaching until they actually get coaching. They don't quite understand how coaching works until they get into coaching and experience it for themselves. Coaches will tell you that coaching is best experienced in person after having actually been officially coached. That's how you experience coaching. Pretty hard to, it's a little tiny bit hard to explain. So I will tell you that this little program that I have, this little package, is 3 sessions over 3 months. Our sessions are 55 minutes long. It's just you and me in person or on Zoom or even over the phone if video is too distracting for you. Sometimes video, looking at video and receiving video can get in the way of our thinking. And I'll be honest, some of the most powerful coaching sessions I've had, like where I've been coached, were over the phone. I didn't see the person at all. I didn't see the coach at all. It's actually how a lot of us coaches were trained. I was trained to coach with no visual, just through results-based conversation. If some of you are thinking, how can you get something done without even seeing each other? You cannot even believe how powerful a conversation can be with a classically trained coach who's been trained just verbally, just to use verbal without any visual cues. You get really good at it when you're coaching over the phone. Okay, so when you first sign up for this coaching series, a couple things happen. You click on the link, you sign up. You get a note right away from me with some questions to answer and email back to me. You get another email with a simple coaching agreement that you sign online. You get access to your coaching portal, which is just a space on my website that allows you to access any coaching documents and emails from me that you might get. And you get a welcome packet. And the welcome packet's pretty good. It's full of good, juicy stuff, and it helps you get started right away. So if you can't schedule your appointment right away, you still can start right away. First of all, in the welcome packet, there is a questionnaire. Probably takes about 30 minutes to do. It's pretty deep. It's a pretty deep one. And it helps you just as much, if not more, than it helps me. There's a wheel of life in there. This helps you just get really clear about just the basics of life. It is a really great coaching tool and activity. Lots of coaches use this particular tool. I've made it my own. Most coaches will take that wheel of life and make it their own. Also in the packet is a values activity. And there's also one of my pieces of work called the Coaching Kickstart, which helps you really figure out, okay, where are we going? What are we doing? Like, what do you even want to happen? It helps you kind of explore and open things up so you know what direction you at least think you want to go in. And then it also contains a document called What Coaching Is and What Coaching Is Not, which is really helpful. And it's a frame of reference for you. So you can see how coaching compares maybe to some other modalities or ways of moving forward. Because coaching, it's not really consulting. Coaching is not therapy. But sometimes people will say, oh, this kind of felt like a therapy session or something like that. I am fully not a therapist, so not a therapist. I actually have lots of therapists in my practice who I either coach or work with or refer my clients to. So fully, like full disclosure, not a therapist. Therapists are amazing. They have such great modalities to use. And anyway, okay, that's like kind of a tangent there. Suffice to say, I really like the therapy people. Okay, so you guys, once you sign your coaching agreement, you receive a link to schedule your first session. You just do that online, take a look at your calendar, and then you get a confirmation that says, hey, you scheduled your appointment. Congratulations. And then 2 days before your session, I send a reminder because, I like reminders. So I set that up because I like you to be flagged about 48 hours ahead of your session. So your head, heart, mind, brain, spirit, soul, everything is kind of like, okay, we're getting ready to have a coaching session. But what happens actually before that even, so we can hit the ground running at our session, is I send you these prep questions about 7 days ahead of time. Most often you'll answer 5 questions before our session. They're sort of specific and it just helps you to get into a headspace ready for a coaching session. Most of us coaches call them prep questions. Then we have our session. If you're here in Duluth, we can meet in person. I have multiple spots I like to meet in Duluth. Depends on the day. Depends on the vibe you're looking for. Depends on the weather and what's happening in town. Lots of clients are out of town. So I do have a lot of Zoom clients. I meet most often on Zoom from my lower level office where I'm sitting right now. Sometimes I'll meet you on Zoom from a coffee shop. It just depends on the day. Depends what's happening. Some clients ask, can we meet at their office? I sure can, but I do like to let people know that sometimes it's easier to think big or think differently when you're out of your office. So I sometimes say, are you sure you don't want to leave and just get into a different space with a different energy? That helps you get out of the routine and habit of how you think all day long. And it just exposes you to a little bit different way of feeling, thinking, showing up. Okay, so we meet. And let me tell you a little bit about coaching before I talk about a coaching meeting. There are a couple types of coaching as I have really observed it over these years. There's peer coaching. No curriculum introducing you to information like how to or you could do this or this. It's very much you-based. Peer coaching is very personalized, highly personalized. It helps you figure out where you are, where you want to go, and how you want to get there. You decide everything. That is peer coaching. I never tell anyone what to do here. These are the coaching sessions that if I ask my clients, who've done all different kinds of coaching, like they've taken courses, they've done personal one-on-one coaching, they've maybe been in one of my business groups, they would say the most powerful coaching is this one-on-one coaching. So this is me, the coach, asking, listening, reflecting, collecting information, representing information. I wanted to say representing, but representing information to you. Like you'll say something and then I'll move it around in my head and I'll represent it to you and you'll be like, oh, that's what I said. Those are some of the things that happen. You have often a lot of thoughts to unpack that you've never unpacked before. You've never taken them out of your mental suitcase before. They've just been hanging out up there waiting for somebody who really cares about these particular thoughts, waiting for a safe space to unpack these thoughts. So most of my clients in the initial couple sessions, they'll kind of be unpacking a lot of thoughts. We kind of lay them on the proverbial table and then you get to see them. And we talk about them. We make decisions about what's next. There's very much an art and science and skill to these types of coaching conversations. I mean, I went to many, 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 many hours of coaching training to learn how to have these conversations. Often really great shifts occur. And sometimes they happen really fast, like cooking in a fry pan. And sometimes they happen slowly, like using a slow cooker. Coaches call that like crockpot coaching. Hours, days, weeks, or months later, something will happen and you'll end up connecting it to one of our parts of our coaching conversation. And most of my clients usually send me a note saying, oh my gosh, this just happened. I cannot believe it. For the gardeners out there, it's like planting a seed and having it sprout and kind of grow a month later. That's kind of what peer coaching is. Some things happen really quickly for you in these sessions, and then some things take a little bit longer. Experienced coaches with background training in the ICF core competencies have been taught to be great at this kind of peer coaching. There are accredited coaching schools that teach these competencies. The school I went to is called Coach U, and they are accredited by the ICF. What a great school. I mean, my teacher's amazing. So this is a very specific kind of coaching. And in the coaching industry, like the leaders of the coaching industry would say, this is coaching. This is what coaching is. Peer coaching is coaching. Now, the other side of this industry, though, is there's teaching. Teaching is when I bring some new information to the table and share it with you and teach it to you. Many coaches use teaching in their practice. They might go through curriculum with you in person. They might teach a course online. They might have a webinar that teaches a certain type of skill or body of knowledge. That's teaching, like a teacher. Peer coaching is different from teaching. They are different, completely different. Related, used together, used in conjunction with each other, but they are two different things. So third, we have coaches that are a combination of these two things, right? That use these two different modalities, teaching and peer coaching. They combine them. I find that my clients want both. Peer coaching is what most of my one-on-one clients are looking for, unless they do money coaching. Money coaching uses both peer coaching and teaching, but used at specific times in relation to one another. I have a branding program for my creative business clients called the Brand Personality Workshop. It's about 70% teaching and 30% coaching. I have a money coaching program called Money Love Bootcamp. It's about the same, 60% teaching, 40% coaching. For me, I've seen my clients benefit most from the combination of both the pure, highly personalized coaching in conjunction with teaching and bringing new information to the table. One thing about coaching that you might want to know if you don't already is that when we do this peer coaching, coaches don't tell you what to do. In actual real ICF coaching, ICF stands for the International Coaching Federation, coaches don't tell you what to do. So if you've been avoiding coaching because you're like, oh, I just don't want anyone telling me what to do. I want to figure it out for myself. I don't do well if someone tells me what to do. That is not what coaching is. Not at all. There is an art and science behind these coaching conversations that helps the client, that helps you get really clear about where you are, where you want to be, and then you deciding how you want to get there. It's almost like the conversation unlocks a door to a room that you think is there, but you don't know how to get there. You could not find it on your own, or you don't even really know where the door is. My clients have described it as magic. And when it happens for them, it is so fun to watch. Okay, so during the session, we coach. After, if you like, you can request homework or journal prompts or accountability. You know, we might have figured something out. You might have said, oh, what I'd really want to come up with is a plan to figure out how I can really do a deep dive in accessing my clients. I want to figure out where my clients are, what they're doing, how to talk to them, how to get them to kind of respond to me, how to have them be attracted to my business or my product. Maybe you want a plan for that. And so let's say we figure that out during a session. Afterwards, you might want some homework. You might want some journal prompts. You might want a reminder. You might want some accountability, or you might want nothing. I mean, it's completely up to you. It's highly personalized. Whatever you need, whatever you decide is what we do. So then usually a month goes by and you've probably taken action on whatever it is we figured out. And then you have your next session. And again, 2 hours after our session is over, you get an email to schedule your next session and the whole process starts over again. You know, I just sent an email outlining 10 different ways you could use this kind of laser beam, highly focused kind of coaching in your own business. From hiring your first employee to creating efficient systems inside your business to designing strategies to attract more clients. The question is, what would you like to have sorted out before fall starts? All summer series clients will wrap up their third and final coaching session by the end of September. And my job as a coach is to hold you accountable to that. The deadline to sign up for summer series is July 15th. if this kind of laser beam focused coaching package is of interest to you. You can find the link to sign up in the show notes of this bonus episode, episode 36.5, at angstocky.com. And if you'd like to start getting our weekly coaching newsletter, you can sign up in this episode's show notes as well. So there's two links there. For now, friends, that's all. This is just a real short little bonus to tell you all about that summer series coaching. I hope this bonus episode was helpful and informative, and I hope you learned something new about how you can use coaching to support your business this summer. Until next time, happy entrepreneuring. Bye.